My name is Rob Brown, and this audio module on solitude is part of the project Women in African History, produced by UNESCO to support the teaching of the general history of Africa. To see the related illustrated cartoon and learn more about solitude, please consult the website unesco.org/womeninafrica. That's UNESCO, UNESCO.org/womeninafrica. I think she knew that she was never alone. On the island of Guadeloupe, like Anansi the spider, a warrior woman climbed from the trenches, it said, offering a state of peace for those oppressed, using wisdom, tact, and power like a spider's web. Solitude was a force to be reckoned with. A person of mixed origin, mulatto, she was separated from her black mother like a frayed wire, from the hands that caressed her hair, the source of her fire. Solitude spent her young years saddened, hurt, quieted by the divide. Forced to play with the master's children, scarred by the slave master's lack of contrition, solitude's blood began to boil her life's mission. As she grew up, she became aware of the horror and brutality of the life she was given. The transatlantic slave trade made African slaves in Guadeloupe, among other Caribbean islands, a business developing an economy of cotton, coffee, and sugarcane, the birth of profit from pain, collecting on backs of another as you gain, the derision, the torture weighed heavy on solitude's heart and brain. Time moved slow like healing scars from whips and chains. Between the Society of the Friends of Blacks and the French Revolution, Africans took advantage of the confusion. The rise-up destroyed over 1,000 plantations and killed masters. Africans proclaimed free shortly after. But like all minds of mental disaster, a proclamation making slaves part of the military force was enacted. A tactic put them back on their plantations. Solitude flourished, breathing the oxygen of freedom she ran. With a natural air of authority, she was finally freed from the royalist, gradually became leader of the Maroons and fell in love with the Maroon man. Fighting like a warrior, pregnant with a nation, Solitude is a true heroine in the history of Guadeloupe and across the Triangle Trade's African migration. She, with an African woman's spirit, memories of her mother, and the innate love of freedom, she is worthy of a seat in our honorable mention. In her, Solitude, take a moment to remember, reconnect, and understand. We women, we stand for our right to be free and will fall for nothing less. In our solitude, let's remember the warrior sister out loud. Long live